August 31st in the 1770s. He was born, and when he was a boy, following the Revolutionary War, an English Baptist preacher came to the area in Virginia. He lived in Virginia at that time, where he lived, and he was going to preach at the local Baptist church. And Mrs. McConnachal, Garner's mother, wanted to go hear this Englishman, and so she wanted to bring her son along. But her son, remembering the terrible atrocities that the English had done to the American people, did not want anything to do with anybody that was known as an Englishman. And his mother insisted he went, though. His mother insisted he went. And when the man got up to preach, a very kind of a small in stature man, very small man, that grabbed Garner's attention. And by the end of the sermon, Garner had gone forward. He was standing next to the preacher with tears in his eyes. His biographer says he found no rest until he received Christ as a Savior, which he did a few days later. Upon the professing faith and being baptized, he joined the Baptist church there in Virginia. He grew up, and he married a young lady named Mary Walker. And as soon as a layman, he was preaching. The church licensed him there in Virginia. And then there was a phenomenon everybody was hearing about, the Western movement and how beautiful the Cumberland Valley was in Tennessee. And many people were moving west to Tennessee. That was the Wild West at that time. And they heard of the beauty there and new opportunities. And so young McConnachal and his wife moved to Tennessee. They told people they were moving for new opportunities. But actually, he says later, he was running from the Lord because the Lord was calling to preach. He did not want to be a preacher. And he was trying to hide from God. And so they caught the fever, though, and they moved toward the West. And for 2 years, he made a pact with his wife. He said, we're not going to tell anybody that I can preach. We're not going to tell anybody that I've spoken and preached in churches. And so they kept that secret for a couple of years. But as Lord would have it, Lord caused one day one of his horses to stray. And he went looking for that horse, as you can imagine, in the backwoods of Tennessee. That's a difficult thing. And he was walking along a very narrow path cut out through some tall cane. And I saw a small, venerable-looking man, very distinguished-looking man, walking towards him. And immediately his first thought was, this is probably what the Apostle Paul looked like. He doesn't know why he thought that, but he thought, this man looks like what I would envision the Apostle Paul. And after the usual greeting, Garner asked the gentleman about the community. He had been walking some time to find this horse. And along the way, he said, "Is there any Baptist preaching in this community?" And the older man said, "Yes, there will be a Baptist preacher preaching the next Lord's Day." And Garner said, "Are you the preacher?" And the old man said, "I try to preach sometime for want of a better preacher." And so anyway, the next Sunday, Garner was present at that church, and it proved to be a very well-known preacher named John Dillahunty, which we're not telling his story this morning, but very famous preacher in Tennessee. And after the service, Pastor Dillahunty announced that he'd be preaching the next Sunday at Richland, which was his church. He was visiting in this church at this day, but he's going to be preaching at his church. And Garner rose up and he said, "I will be there too." During the service, he just stood up and said that. And the old man said, the old preacher said, "Who are you?" And he said, "I'm the man you met in the cane break." And the old preacher said, "A Baptist?" And he said, "Yes." "And a preacher?" And he paused and he said, "Well, yes, I have tried to preach a little." And the secret was out. And so that Sunday arrived. McConnachal was present at the church. The old pastor tried to get him to preach in the service, but he begged off, saying he really didn't want to, couldn't. But the old preacher insisted, and finally McConnachal got up and preached a short sermon. About halfway through the sermon, the elderly preacher was on his feet. This is a different day, of course. This is old time. And he was on his feet, and he walked up to the front of the service and hugged the young man and said, "God," he just thanked God that he had called this young Timothy to the frontier to assist him. And God really got a hold of McConnachal's heart that day and called him into the ministry. Later, he would move to Franklin, Tennessee, where he would pastor a church there for 35 years. A diligent Bible student, very tall and big man, a natural leader, a strong voice. His physical stature made him kind of a leader of men. but his spiritual stature was greatly used of God. And during that time, we talked about this, the revivals that spread through northern Tennessee and Kentucky right at the turn of the century. And there was just a couple of little anecdotes about his life. There was a phenomenon, a religious phenomenon at that time, that when people would supposedly come under God's spirit, they would jerk violently. They were called the jerks. Okay, so I don't know. That was a not sure how they felt about that, but they would jerk violently. And once when McConaughey was preaching, someone in the audience began to jerk. And so he was having none of that because it upset the audience. And of course, you know, just like it would us. And he stopped and he said in a very solemn voice, he said, "In the name of the Lord, I command all unclean spirits to leave this place." And immediately everybody got quiet. The jerker stopped and peace was restored. And of course, maybe he made CNN or something, but the word spread that he could cast out demons. And so it was really enhanced his reputation. But very powerful man, as I said, a rich voice. One time they talk about, as I read about him, just an interesting thing. He was going to preach to a certain church, and when he went, the river had flooded, and he couldn't cross the river. The church was just on the other side, and a very large river. And so he beckoned the people to come to the river's edge and stand there. And then he got him quiet, and he just raised his voice a little bit and preached a very powerful sermon above all that noise and all that ruckus. Very powerful, powerful man, and said he had a voice like a trumpet. But he died suddenly in 1833 at the age of 62, as the biographer says, full of faith and hope. And, you know, I just think of the story. It's possible someone here is running from God and maybe avoiding God's call. And as this man would say, and as of course we hear preached, the happiest place is always the center of God's will. And so just this morning, you hear about the story of Garner McConaughey and his ministry there in Tennessee. All right, men, if you'll come, we'll take.